Welcome into this week's edition of the WTUZ Big Z Sports Podcast presented by Action Extreme Sports. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy, all three of us on a big podcast the week before Christmas, December 18th of 2017. Guys, big weekend of sports, high school action all Friday. Of course, the some NFL action on Saturday, and of course, there's a few big games yesterday, and we got bowl action starting with college football, the Cavs. Big news out of the Cavs front today as well. So we'll start with the high school action from Friday, Chris, and we'll talk a little bit about the basketball scores from over the weekend.
Yeah, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas out there. We get that out of the road. This is our last podcast before Christmas, so Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope you have a blessed one. And Joe is actually auditioning for Santa Claus. Do you see that?
Needs it's, some more gray
he,
in
right,
there.
Right, if he just had gray and white in there, he'd be like Santa Claus.
It will. It's going to have glitter and ornaments in there at Christmas time.
Scraggly
I'll take
mess.
A picture and send
I was
going to
say, what are you, a stripper?
Yeah.
What a scraggly mess that is. Anyway, all right, moving into high school action from Friday night, boys basketball. Dover held off, goodness gracious, Dover held Cambridge scoreless in the first quarter and built a large lead at the half to beat the Bobcats 46-30. Shamar Morton led the now 3-2 Tornadoes with 13 points and 5 boards. TCC held off Conotton Valley 49-36 behind senior Justin Peltz's 15 points and Nathan Price's 13. Ray Burdett led the Rockets with 15. TCC is 1-3. Conotton Valley falls to 2-2. Malvern squeezed by Strasburg 59-56 behind Mark Maley 16 points and Derek Hutchinson's 11. The Hornets now 4-1 as Strasburg drops its first game of the season. They fall to 3-1. Race King had 14 points for the Tigers. Heritage Christian took care of Newcomerstown 65-43. Caden Wilkin and Alex Porcher had 13 points each for the Trojans. Highland hammered Claymont 73-44 behind Kobe Troyer's 22 points. The Mustangs trailed 22-2 at the end of the first, and they were led by Taryn Harris with 21 points.
That name sounds familiar.
Yes, it does. A lot of names. Obviously, Hutchinson, some sure. of those guys all sounding familiar. Marlington rocked Carrollton 84-46. Indian Valley took care of Buckeye Trail 80-64 as Ryan Berger pumped in 21 points. Of course, thank you to Shannon Thomas for covering that game for us on Friday night. Garraway ran away from Ridgewood 84-70 behind Trevor Donaldson's 23 points and Austin Farron added 21. Five Pirates scored in double figures as they improved to 3-1 in the season. Chase Griffith led all scores with 27 for the Ridgewood Generals. CVCA over Fairless, 46-34. Meadowbrook got a buzzer-beating three-point shot from Davis Black. You remember that name, don't you, Eric?
Yeah.
Davis Black, the buzzer-beating three-pointer to keep the Meadowbrook Colts undefeated at 5-0 as they stun New Philadelphia 58-56. Senior Trey Singleton led all scores with 24 points. The Quakers fell to 3-2.
And you think about it, Meadowbrook didn't even need that three. They needed only two to tie, but the dagger to walk off, if you will.
I wonder if Meadowbrook's football team could beat New Philly.
I don't know. I don't know.
That would be an interesting
But actually, it was a two-point game, so actually New Philadelphia led. So even a two-pointer would have gotten the win for the Colts. But
They led by one.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. New Philly led by one.
What was the final?
It was 58-56.
Gotcha.
Right. Yep. So, but still, I mean, what an incredible shot by Davis Black. Boys action on Saturday. Dover, they played a little back-to-back nights.
Anybody rest for Dover? Anybody important?
I don't think so.
On a back-to-back?
I don't think so. Right. Dover took care of Max Hayes 58-33 as Nick Melander, that is the kid that transferred in from Newcomerstown. He had 16 points, and Cade Rusegger added 11. Mansfield Senior defeated West Holmes 78-58. Chance Wells led the Knights with 18 points. Moving on to girls basketball from Saturday, Sandy Valley ripped TCC. A lot of blowouts on Saturday. 72-31 as Carly Altimore had 29 points. She led all scores for the Cardinals. New Philadelphia destroyed Meadowbrook 82-22 as Aaliyah Currents dumped in 21 points. Rachel Anderson added 12. New Philadelphia led 25-2 after one and 51-8 at the half. Thank you to Adam Sawesky for covering that game for us on Saturday.
I was wondering who had that coverage. That was good coverage. Thank you.
Yeah, it was Adam Sawesky. Yeah. And then Tuskegee Valley, they defeated Claymont 67-37 behind Kira Stewart's double-double. She had 22 points, 13 rebounds. Boston McKinney added 20 points. Milana Harmon led the Lady Stangs with 22 points. Cambridge snuck by Dover 55-48 as Taylor Slaughter poured in 24 points. As Cambridge remains undefeated at 5-0, Sam Blair led the Lady Tornadoes with 17 points and 6 boards. East Canton, they defeated Strasburg 46-28 behind Savannah Yaklin's 14 points. Alyssa Sims led the Lady Tigers with 16. Garaway hammered Newcomerstown 79-19 as they led 25-0 after one and 47-3 at the half. Sid Mullet had 19 for the Lady Pirates. Taylor Lafferty had 8 to lead the Lady Trojans.
Did you see what their JV did?
I did not. I'm afraid to ask.
It was like 56-1.
Oof.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Call off the dogs.
Oof. Yes. Yeah, I agree. Highland, they took care of Buckeye Trail 75-14. So very similar scores by the two Garaway Highland teams out there, as they led 24-0 after 146-0 at the half. Kennedy Slaybaugh had 16 points for the Lady Hawks. Malvern, they defeated Connaughton Valley 77-37 and Worcester over West Holmes 70-61 as Kaylor Peroni led the Lady Knights with 16. The last thing for high school sports over the weekend, Claymont, they traveled to Cleveland St. Ed's for a triangular in wrestling, and they suffered a pair of losses to Pottsville, Pennsylvania, 39-30, and they lost to St. Ed's 64-6. Max Peters, Dakota Bunning, Brian Cadle, Christian Custer, Cole Obiel, and Lyle Clark with wins for the Mustangs over Pottsville. That is your high school sports report for the week, end of the 18th.
The triangular, also known as?
The three-way.
There you go. Sure, why not?
Real quick, freshman basketball over the weekend. I saw it. Garaway knocks off Cambridge 61-47. My nephew plays for the Garaway Pirates. Had 4 points and played some great defense. Cambridge had some good players coming up. So Garaway is looking good. Their freshman team's 4-1 now. So it's fun to watch them. I'm going to watch them again tonight. They play tonight. So it'll be fun. But 4 points, proud of my nephew.
Are you going as Santa Claus?
Probably.
It's that time of year. Basketball season really ramping up. I don't even want to start with the Browns when, in terms of the NFL, guys. We'll start with the game of the day, really, yesterday.
The Bengals, Vikings?
I don't want to start with that one either.
Well, that's too bad. New England over Pittsburgh, 27-24, not without some controversy at the end of that football game. Simply, Joe, catch or not?
You know, I'm kind of really torn in this. According to the rule, it was not a catch. But the way, I was watching something this morning on television, the guy, Max Kellerman from ESPN, made a great point, and I kind of agree with what he said. When you catch the ball like he did, he brought it back into his body, his knee hits the ground, that's establishing yourself as a runner. Your knee counts as 2 feet.
But are you establishing yourself as a runner if you're bobbling the football?
Bobbling it until he hit the ground.
Yep, did not
and,
move.
And when he brings the ball back into his body, his knee goes down, and then he's like, oh, I'm right by the goal line. He stretches the ball back out like a running back would to get it across the goal line and hits the ground. Then it bobbles out. He made a great point. He goes, he feels that the runner, Jesse James, established himself as a runner, no longer a receiver after he made the catch. According to the rule of the NFL, they made the right call. I don't know if there was enough evidence on the replay to overturn that call, so I'm not sure that they did it justice. I can't go either. I could go either way with it.
And that's the problem right there.
Is.
The problem with that rule is there's too much gray area.
Correct.
You being the Steelers fan, obviously think it was a catch, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a catch. I think he established himself as a runner. I think once he broke the plane, it was a touchdown. The ball didn't move until he contacted the ground with his hands. Bottom line is, as I always say, one play or one bad call doesn't win or lose you a game. That one's tough to swallow, but they still had their opportunities, right?
I was saying,
because they still had. It was first down at the 15-yard line or 12-yard line, and then Ben throws the bad pick spike.
How do you feel about the fake spike trying to score? Now, if you want to throw that ball, and Romo, I think after the game said it perfectly, but you don't want to throw it in the middle. You don't want to throw a slant.
Correct.
You want to throw that.
Throw a fade.
One-on-one away from away from everybody else.
Sure. I agree 100%.
They had overtime right there.
I agree. I like playing to win. I don't like to play not to lose or to play to go to overtime. Play to win a game. You know what I mean? You haven't beaten New England. I mean, for Pete's sake, Tom Brady's had your number for years.
Sure.
And I've been saying it. I said it on Friday night. Pittsburgh's not going to be relevant unless they beat New England. Well, guess what? They're still not relevant because they haven't beat New England.
Hey,
it is what it is. But I'll tell you what.
Steelers are relevant, bro.
Tony Romo actually did a really nice job, I thought, on the game.
Still talks too much.
He does, but I thought he did a nice job. I mean, I'm not a Romo fan by no means, but, you know, the analysts or the analytics that he, you know, put out there and how he described things, I thought was very good. And then his team lost a bummer on Sunday night. That was another game that was an incredible game that just...
They won that game.
Well, or they won the game. I'm sorry, but they part won it in crazy controversy. Sure. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right.
Hey, Steelers, though, for when we all think it's going to be Steelers-Pats AFC Championship game, who's going to cover Gronk, though?
The guy just needs to double the owner's box.
Ball, he can't play anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, just double him. Just be done with it and double him. I mean, they're doubling Antonio Brown all day, right? And they play man everywhere else.
They did in the first half, at least.
Yeah, Antonio, has a partially torn calf muscle. Should be back for the playoffs. They said.
Yeah, but how healthy and how effective?
Well, we don't know. I mean, that's another thing. You don't know. So I'll tell you what, though, if Martavis Bryant and Juju played like they did, you can suffer that loss of Antonio Brown is a little less. But if they would play like that all the time, you can't double team on Antonio Brown. If those guys play like that, this team even becomes more dangerous.
Yeah,
so,
if those guys play like that, maybe healthy Ben will throw, 400-plus yards.
Right.
But yeah, listen, if you lose the best wide receiver probably in football, you have him and Julio Jones. Yeah, it's going to make a big difference. But the road through the AFC – now goes through New England. Both of you guys 11-3.
I was going to say, not yet.
Not yet, but
they still have to play Buffalo next week. We got the cake schedule, hopefully, knock on wood, with Houston on Christmas Day, and then Cleveland with us having to win those games now and not being able to bench people. You know, I just hope Cleveland gets to win against Chicago so we don't have to worry about
Christmas
it.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, they play Christmas Day, Monday.
Oh, they do.
Pittsburgh plays Monday, 4 o'clock.
All right. Mm-hmm.
It's funny that Pittsburgh plays a team that, or plays two teams that the Cleveland wants to, with the number one overall pick Cleveland has in the bag, no matter what happens. But now, if Houston continues to lose, they're going to get maybe a top three pick.
And Houston did lose
they have
yesterday.
Number one and number three. They lost yesterday.
Yeah, so you're saying the Browns fans are rooting for Pittsburgh this week? Are you?
They need to. Yeah.
Just this time.
Okay.
but they, as of right now, the Browns do with Houston losing yesterday.
1-5.
They have two top five picks.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of the Browns, 0-14, 27-10 losers yesterday to the Ravens. Guys, if you saw any of that game, Kaiser's not the answer. Accuracy issues. He's probably going to go back to the bench this week. That's what Hugh Jackson is pointing to. Three turnovers, two picks, one fumble that he lost. Can't turn the ball over in the red zone. Can't turn the ball over in your own end zone. Defense is decent, and I know it's hard to see that for the Browns because they're on the field so much. And when your quarterback leads the league with interceptions, your defense is put in a bunch of tough positions a lot. But quarterback change probably coming this week for the Browns.
Who do they put in?
It's going to be Hogan.
Hogan. All right. Well, yeah. and that's against the Bears, and that's in Chicago. Am I right?
Yeah.
But here's my thing, though, guys. Seriously, he has two really good games. I mean, goodness gracious, 20-28. Yeah,
can't
he did have
ball.
The.
Can't turn the ball
I
over.
Get that, but. You know what I mean? Any rookie quarterback in a bad system, let's face it, it's a bad system. It's a bad team. Any rookie quarterback's going to have his struggles. He's going to have a bad game. He got blindsided in the end zone. I agree. But he doesn't have those instincts of a Tom Brady or a Ben Roethlisberger to feel that rush yet from his backside.
No, yeah.
Well, right. And the bottom line is he's going to struggle at times. You know, when they took the lead and Crowell scored, or no, it was Duke, right?
Duke
scored.
Yeah.
And, big props to Duke Johnson. That's twice now in 2 weeks in a row he scored. And they said a prayer for Ryan Shazier and gave the 50 sign. Big props to him for that. But, I thought they were going to be all right. I don't think the Ravens are that good of a football team. I still don't. And, I think they let another one slip away.
Ravens, though, 8-6 are not being a very good football team. You're right, though. They get in the postseason.
Yeah.
Their defense maybe can hang. I don't know if they have enough offense, though, to score points in the NFL playoffs. Joe Flacco, though, 17-2 career against the Cleveland Browns. Browns winless at home for the first time since the expansion year of 1999. 9. One of those games this year was a London game that was still technically a home game for the Browns, which they did lose. 1-29 now under Hugh Jackson, guys. 4-47 in their last 51 games. Joe and I have a lunch bet on if Hugh Jackson will be head coach of the Browns.
Can I go?
Sure. You think he's gonna be the coach or no? Yeah, you can go. You're paying.
I just
want to
go.
Though.
I'm paying for myself.
Is he gonna
That's
be the
fine.
Head coach or no?
I say yes.
You guys are
I say they're
going to
keep him. Hey, and I'm going to even throw it out there. I even throw another bet out there. I think he's going to bring in Marvin Lewis.
Okay, you guys are both
ding dong, Marvin's gone.
You guys
Marvin's
are both gone. Speaking ding of that,
dong,
Joe, how do you
Marvin's
feel?
Marvin's gone. I'm happy. Greatest day, greatest weekend in sports because Marvin's gone, the Steelers lose, and it's been 2,214 days since Michigan's beat Ohio State.
Oh, my God.
Great day.
I mean,
but who's counting? Cincinnati, they fall to 5-9 yesterday, losing to the Minnesota Vikings 34-7. But hey, where do the Bengals go from here? Any
where can you go from here?
No, I mean in terms of hiring a head coach, Joe. Like names you may hear.
Man,
or see.
I don't know. I just hope they don't hire within. There's been a few names thrown around, but I don't know, man. I don't know if you go after.
Do you have an answer to the question I asked you yesterday?
I don't have it.
I asked you, would you take Hugh Jackson as your head coach?
Sad thing is, man, he knows that team. He knows the personnel that he has. I don't think it would be a bad hire.
I'm telling you, if you hire him as your head coach, that'll be the Browns' first win next season whenever we play.
Hey, they said yesterday, and I'm trying to count this number. I've done it all day yesterday. Adam Schefter on ESPN said that there could be up to 7 or 8 coaching vacancies. I'm like, 7
That's
or
a lot.
8?
That's a lot.
That
one.
Is, I'm
There's
thinking Cincinnati.
There's two now, the Giants. They cut him.
The Giants.
Throw the Browns in there.
The Browns. Well, possibly that's the Browns.
I mean,
it's possible.
It could be.
If he's saying there's a possibility, then that's one.
Could be.
Keep talking.
Three.
I'm going to look at the standings, and that'll kind of help us.
Well, while you're looking up those standings, Joe, real quick, we'll go through some other big games in the NFL over the weekend. The Bills over the Dolphins, 24-16. Aaron Rodgers is in his return. They lost to the Panthers, though. Green Bay, 24. Carolina 31. How about the Jags romping the Texans 45-7?
Nobody wants to play that team, Eric, in the playoffs. I'm telling you, Jacksonville's defense is really, really good. They put pressure on the quarterback, and their secondary is ball hawkers. Look what they did to Roethlisberger in week 5?
Wait until he plays a good defense. I mean, I'm not...
I'll
tell you right now, Jacksonville won't win a playoff game. Also, the Rams. How about this game yesterday? The Rams all over the Seahawks, 42-7. What's going
Gurley.
On with Seattle?
Todd Gurley.
What, four of them?
Four.
You
touchdowns.
See the one right before the half.
And guess what?
It was third and 20, dude. And he does like the 60-yard dash. And,
hey, just so you know, that's the reason. He is the sole reason why I just got knocked out of the playoffs in my fantasy league. Todd Gurley had 41 points at that half.
So you had
a rough
weekend.
I'm done. Oh, it was a brutal, brutal weekend, dude.
Hey,
brutal.
By the way, Jimmy Garoppolo is 2-0 as the 49ers.
I think it's 3-0 now.
It's 3-0.
It's three in a row now for Jimmy G. Yeah, I know, because I was thinking, I was going to tell you.
Hold on,
There's another bad deal that happened to the Browns. It could have got Jimmy G, and he's 3-0 with a terrible 49ers team. Robbie Gould kicks that game winner over the Tennessee Titans that everybody thinks is so great.
Yeah, you're right. 3-0 as the starter. Good God. Then the game last night, Cowboys over the Raiders, 20-17. You have the standings over there?
I do. Here's a couple teams to think about, okay? In the AFC East.
Firing their coach, you mean?
Yes, the Jets. They're 5-9.
No, they overachieved with a horrible roster. People thought they'd win one or two games.
Josh McCown played well for them.
They'll keep their head
coach. Miami, maybe. They're 6-8.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I know
so.
you get Tannehill that went down earlier
yeah,
in the
yeah,
year.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
I get
all right.
That.
He's safe.
Cleveland.
Yes.
Cincinnati.
Yes.
Here's a name. Here's a team I'm going to throw this out because it's been talked about this year is Baltimore.
Harbaugh.
Possibility. I bet you. I'm telling you. If they don't make
could
the playoffs,
be.
Very
could
possible
be.
They could go in another direction. Indianapolis.
Yeah, Pagano.
Oh, Pagano. Forgot about
Houston.
Chuck Pagano,
O'Brien has to be on the hot seat. Has to
I
be.
Mean, there again.
Although,
injuries.
They were playing great. Then you lose the best player on defense, J.J. Right. Watt. Then you lose your quarterback.
Yeah. They're 4-10. You know, whatever. Denver? Vance Joseph is what is his first
dude? You
or
know what
year?
He might be gone.
Yeah, that could be too.
Gone.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The Giants. He's already gone.
Yeah.
Washington?
Gruden might be out of there, yeah.
Yeah. Chicago. Is that John Fox?
John Fox, yeah, they'll keep him around.
Yeah. They'll bring back Lovie Smith.
Tampa Bay.
It's an interesting one. Other than that, I don't see anybody else leaving.
San Fran.
No, they just hired Shanahan last year. Yeah.
Okay, they're 4-10. Arizona. No. They go away from Arians.
No, he's a good coach.
I think if they fire him,
that's the Browns head coach. I mean,
Arians is a great coach. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, don't forget about, you know, the Broncos did beat Indy on Thursday 25-13. And then on Saturday, the Lions over the Bears 20-10, and the Chiefs over the Chargers 30-13. That gets the Chiefs back in contention. Of course, in the NFC, the Eagles are 12-2, Minnesota 11-3, the Rams 10-4, and the Saints and Panthers are tied at 10-4 for their division lead. And then the Lions, Seattle, the Cowboys, all 8-6, and Atlanta's 8-5. Of course, Atlanta plays tonight against Tampa Bay at Tampa.
Falcons need that game.
Okay,
yeah, they got to have it.
You being the Browns fan, I saw again watching Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith this morning. They bring up a great point. If a veteran quarterback's in the league, that a team might need a veteran to help lead a team. The Browns are going to need a veteran quarterback, or they take one in the draft, whatever. But if they bring a veteran in, think about the Minnesota quarterbacks that they have on their roster.
Yeah,
Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater. And Sam Bradford.
Ears.
Sam Bradford.
He's got them ears.
There's three quarterbacks right there. They're not going to be able to keep two of them. But would one of those guys interest you for the Browns?
I'll answer this in just a word, no. And I'll tell you why. Teddy Bridgewater, dude, hasn't played football in like 2 years. You don't really know what he is, okay. what he's got left. Bradford is hurt each and every single year.
Sure.
Correct.
So no thanks to either. If I'm the Browns and I want to try and acquire a veteran quarterback in the offseason, you got to maybe go with Alex Smith. You know, they just drafted Pat Mahomes, mm-hmm. or Mahomes, however you want to pronounce it. I've heard it pronounced
really
both ways.
I've never heard it that way.
But they're probably going to want to roll with a rookie at some point. Andy Reid will. Alex Smith is 33, I do believe, about to turn 34, former number one overall pick. Who better to mentor a number one overall pick? Because that's who the Browns are going to take. They're going to take quarterback number one overall than a former number one overall pick, that being Alex Smith. I'd pass on Bridgewater and Bradford.
We're going to argue about this for, you know, the next 4 months. But in the AFC, New England and the Steelers atop the AFC at 11-3. New England, of course, holds the tiebreaker. The Steelers have the easier schedule. Jacksonville, 10-4. And the Chiefs are at 8-6. They lead the West over the Chargers, who are 7-7. Then the Titans and Bills and Ravens, all 8-6 in the wild card. It's going to come down, like it always does, to the final week of the season after, it'll be right around New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, whatever.
Yeah,
so.
When Hugh Jackson's looking for a new job. We're going to go.
Here we go.
We're going to go bowling right now. Is it a bowl game or? No, I'm just kidding.
Not this again.
The Saturday bowl games got kicked off for college football. Number 25, Boise State. They beat Oregon 38-28. Troy beat North Texas 50-30. Western Kentucky fell to Georgia State 27-17. Marshall. They beat Colorado State 31-28. Once again, all these were Saturday. Middle Tennessee State over Arkansas State. This the most competitive of the games, 35-30. Akron in the, is it a bowl game or not? The Cherry Bundy Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl.
Yes.
They play Florida Atlantic University tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
The Fighting Lane Kiffins.
That's right. Against the Fighting
Zips.
Bowden. Is it Bobby?
Yes.
Yeah. Bobby Bowden?
Bobby Bowden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many Bowdens out there.
It's Terry Bowden.
Bobby's the younger one.
Bobby's the older one that retired from Florida State. Yeah.
Damn it. Who cares?
And then,
also, Friday, Ohio, the Bobcats, they host UAB in their bowl game, which is the Bahamas Bowl. How'd you like to be a kid from Ohio playing in a bowl game? It's cold weather. You get to go to the Bahamas and play in a bowl.
Is that where they're playing?
The Bahamas Bowl.
Give me the paper. I'm signing it.
I know, right?
I'm gone.
Yeah. Why
See
not?
Ya.
Can we go cover that game?
I'm gonna spend Christmas in Bahamas. Stay an extra couple days.
Joanne, can we go cover that game in the Bahamas?
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, guys, who's the hottest team in the NBA right now?
The Cavs.
Yeah. Best team in the NBA right now?
It is the Houston Rockets.
If you go by record, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, if you go by record.
Best team in the NBA. Is record,
the way they're playing would be the Cavs.
I mean, 18 out of their last 19, that's what the Cavs have won.
Mr. Triple-double.
99 over the Wizards
that's
last night.
One, yeah.
Three in a row for LeBron.
And he said he didn't even play that good yesterday. He goes, I played horrible yesterday. But that's what he said in his postgame. He goes, I didn't play good today.
Was he averaging
a triple-double over his
last 12 games, I think?
He might be three.
I think it's the last 12.
Three triple-doubles in his last three games. I know that... that you now pass it, or he's now what?
Ahead of,
all time?
Ahead of Larry Bird.
I have it actually here in front of me. How about this? LeBron, 61 career triple-doubles. Next on the list is Wilt, and number five was 78. LeBron get there in his career? 17 more?
Oh, 18 yeah.
18 more to
might
pass.
Get it this year.
I don't know.
18?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
He's gone, dude. He said he's never felt better in his career. He's 30, almost 32 years old.
We'll see. We'll see what he says in February if he starts slugging a little bit.
What happens when IT comes back?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. And they're playing well. Look, they're a game and a half behind Boston at 23-8. Boston's 25-7. The Rockets, the best record in basketball, 24-4. The Warriors, 23-6.
With Chris Paul in the lineup?
The Rockets have not?
No.
Interesting, because they missed him for a huge portion early on
weeks,
in the season.
Yeah.
LeBron actually 4 triple-doubles in his last 5 games. Last time he had 3 triple-doubles in a row, it's only happened one other time. That was March of 2009. By the way, Russell Westbrook is already top 4 all-time in triple-doubles.
That's crazy.
He has 89.
Yeah, he had, 60 last year?
Who's number one on the list all-time triple-doubles?
Oh, probably Jason Kidd.
Nope.
Really? Magic?
Ooh, I don't know.
Nope.
Really?
Number one overall.
I have no idea.
Michael?
Oh, Oscar.
Come on. Yeah. Oscar Robertson, 181 career triple doubles. Joe Magic was number 2 with 138.
Okay.
Jason Kidd was number 3 with 107. Interesting, though, the guy LeBron has to catch next on the list is Wilt. LeBron doing it with points, rebounds, and assists. Of course, Wilt did it with points, rebounds, and block shots, not with assists.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, talking Cavs real quick, I saw a little bit of a post-game comment from LeBron.
Are you going to go here?
I'm just asking, can he just leave basketball, just play basketball and not worry about the politics? Can he ever do that? I mean, does he have to always go there?
Well,
why can't he just play basketball?
Allie Clifton set him up with that comment.
Just,
right?
But why don't you just say, hey, it's about basketball? I'm so tired of that, and I like LeBron as a player.
That was one of the most uneducated responses about our president that I've ever heard. Just stick to basketball, LeBron.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Stick to what you know and stick to what you're good at.
Yeah. But the bottom line is they're on that platform, and if they can get people to listen to them, then it is what it is.
And I sit there and I'm like, really, dude, he's not your president. Too bad he is your president. So
I know,
quit saying that.
If there's
people out there don't like Trump, there's people don't like Hillary, there's people didn't like Obama, there's people didn't like Reagan, whatever.
Exactly.
You know what? Respect who's there, and if we do something about it, get out and vote. That's all.
Guess
you
what?
Do.
Bottom line is he's my boss, whether I like him or not.
Sure.
So was Obama. So was Bush. So was Clinton.
Just play basketball. Don't worry about anything.
That's what it is.
Hey, back to basketball.
Sure.
You know who I love?
Who?
That's Jeff Green. Honestly,
he's a great player.
I think that's
one
of the best acquisitions the Cavs made in the offseason. It's funny we haven't even seen IT yet. Green, though, yesterday 15 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and 2 blocks.
You know, he's getting it done on the court, but more importantly, I think he might be the glue with this team.
Yeah, the locker room.
Everybody in, together, having fun out there, loose, And J.R. Smith's been that kind of that way this year as well. He's been out there having fun.
See J.R. diving on the floor for that loose ball yesterday.
That's what I mean.
You know how close Jeff Green was to re-signing with the Celtics?
Yeah, he was close.
He was pretty close to coming
back
to Boston.
But now he's going to beat him to go to the finals.
But
by the way, IT probably won't play until they're saying Christmas Day, even if that day. But he's not going to play beforehand, which, I mean, the Cavs have a few games before that. Tomorrow at Milwaukee, Chicago on Thursday, then, of course, a Golden State Christmas Day.
Hey, don't forget, real quick, not to rewind, but Mount Union.
How about
Division
that.
3 National Championship? What is it, 13th?
13th overall.
13th overall.
That game,
Mount
12
Union.
To nothing.
Yeah.
Though,
well, I went home after the show Friday night. I got home, and I think you had said it. I think it's 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
3-0 Mount Union when we left here. Got home after halftime, 3-0. Fourth quarter, 3-0. I'm like, what the heck's going on? 3-0. Then they got the safety. Then they got the touchdown.
before the safety.
Or the touchdown, then the safety, yeah. And I said, well, that puts that to bed. So congratulations, Purple Raiders.
Yeah, 13th national title there for
awesome
Mount Union. Hey, real quick, college basketball from over the weekend. The Buckeyes beat Appalachian State 80-67. Ohio State's 9-3.
Amid the fire alarm.
What happened? Was there a fire alarm?
There was smoke. Somebody burnt something in the kitchen, set off the fire alarm. They evacuated the whole Schottenstein Center. The game stopped.
How embarrassing is
they
that?
They originally said it was a bomb threat.
Yeah.
Then they came back later and said,
somebody overcooked a cheesesteak.
We used to get calls like that all the time to go to the dorms. Somebody burnt popcorn and stuff.
The nacho cheese is on fire.
We had somebody burn up a sprinkler head one time, and his room got awful wet, and the room below hits.
A couple of great games, though, on the college hardwood on Saturday. In overtime, Indiana beat number 18 Notre Dame 80-77. What's up, Tim Plants? Also, in overtime, Ohio fell at Marshall 99-66.
Did you see my Bearcats go out to the Pauley Pavilion and knock off UCLA?
Yeah. UCLA's down.
Mo was talking about that.
Yeah, Mo's there. And
they're a little down, but to go all the way out there and beat UCLA.
That's a big win. Yeah. Anytime
what
you
did
go,
I tell you last week about the Bearcats?
They're pretty good, man. Yeah. I actually watched some of the game, and I'm like, wow, this is an exciting team. They're fun. They're gritty.
Mick Cronin.
They have some shooters. Their little point guard looks like Allen Iverson.
What's interesting, later this week, Cincinnati plays Cleveland State. The Vikings, they're not that good this year, though. Tomorrow, Ohio State hosting the Citadel. Should be a rousing match. But on Saturday, this will be a good game. At New Orleans, I hope it's a good game. Buckeyes versus number 7 North Carolina, the CBS Sports Classic.
I hope it's a good game, too. I hope they thump them.
Well, the Buckeyes are just taking after Alabama and scheduling the Citadel. Oh, never mind. That was football.
Don't go to another one. Sorry. Hey, on the ice tonight, Columbus at Boston. Boston, known as the what, Joe?
The Terriers.
The Bruins. Oh. And then Pittsburgh.
I wasn't even paying attention.
And then Pittsburgh at Colorado, known as the...
The Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, my goodness.
That one's at 9 o'clock.
Who is one of the most famous Colorado Avalanche players?
Patrick Waugh.
What? Oh, my goodness. Joe Gekler is a NHL fan.
He just redeemed himself from the Terriers. Comment.
Yes, he did.
I thought you were talking about something else. I wouldn't even pay attention.
The Boston Terriers.
That's a dog.
It is. Yeah. You're right. There is a Boston Terriers.
Hey, tell everybody what's going on Friday, Terriers. Joe, when we get back here.
Yeah, Big Z Sports winter show again, back on the air. We'll have all three of us. We'll have all the Christmas music that you want that night. Eric will be playing the tracks of Christmas music. And we'll be talking about, our favorite.
All bump back.
Feliz Navidad.
And we'll have all of our favorite Christmas stories, maybe a fun poll question this week. I'm going to come up with a poll question.
I will play.
Since Chris, yours failed and Eric's yours succeeded, mine will hopefully succeed
as well. Meet somewhere in the middle?
Yeah.
By the way, I thought that was up to me and him. You put us in charge of that. You're out.
We'll figure it out.
Eric, help me out here.
I will help you out by saying this. This podcast brought to you by Action Extreme Sports in New Philadelphia. Give them a call. Their hours 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 330-365-9022. Also hit up Action Extreme Sports website, AESRacing.com. That's AESRacing.com. Action Extreme Sports.
With that, this week's edition of the WTUZ Big Z Sports Podcast, presented by Action Extreme Sports, will come to an end. We'll talk to you Friday night, beginning at 6 o'clock with the Winter Show, right 9.9 WTUZ. See you Friday night.